Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hallelujah, Basalwana, Joshua chapter 1. This morning, Joshua chapter 1, I can just hear, you know, the vibration, you know, of my heart yearning to speak to those warriors that have been sitting on the floor, those warriors that believed the lies of the enemy, the warriors, Basalwana, that have been beaten over and over in battle. This morning, the Lord is here to remind you that He is Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the one who commands the heaven's armies on your behalf. Exeni Joshua, little Swiligatiko, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid, Moses, my servant, is dead. Hallelujah, the old guard is gone, Basalwana. In case you are still looking to the old guard, Kaukujongi temperature, that's why the Lord is saying to you and I this morning, why are you not able to see the new thing that I am doing? Because there is a new battalion, oh my God, there is a new battalion being raised, being released from the camp, a new battalion of courageous men and women in these end times who are going to sow in lands where it was said it could not be done. They will walk into those lands and begin to sow seeds of righteousness. They will begin to make known the glory and the fame of our Lord. They will begin to open up their mouth and they will not be silenced by anything. They cannot be bought by money. They cannot be bought by riches, because they have learned in the place of training and prayer how to operate and to survive and to be content when there was plenty. They have learned how to be content when there was nothing. They cannot be bought by position. They cannot be bought. They are a battalion of strong men that the Lord is releasing from His divine arsenal in these times when it feels like the gospel is walking out of fashion. Barcelona, there is yet a company of prophets, in the words of the Lord to Elijah, who have not soiled their robes in sin, who have not soiled and taken part in iniquity, a company of prophets that the Lord is getting ready. Awumfana uThixo buyancokola nawe. Awumfana uThixo buyathethekiseni. Uyakukhumbuza mntasekhaya amazwi that He spoke to you. These words are not unfamiliar to you, because you have heard God speak to you and tell you, Moses, my servant, is dead, and now I am sending you, hallelujah, to get these people ready and to get them ready to cross the Jordan River. Basalwana, up until this point, you have got to understand that they have not crossed any river, because when they got to the Dead Sea, remember, the Lord opened up the Red Sea for them. Up until this point, they have not had to exercise any kind of faith, especially Joshua. Uthixo, you are going to get them ready to go down paths of righteousness. Oh my God, down paths of righteousness for my name's sake, where the world says they must turn left. I want you to turn them right and take them down that road, a road less traveled, Barcelona, or to Tikokubo. I will give you every place where you set your foot, every place apunyathela khona from this moment onwards. Uzokhulunyathela mntasekhaya ungahamba ungena naphi na, because apho kunyathele wena khona kuzawuguquka izinto. Ayikho into ebuhlungu, Basalwane, than to walk to a place where heaven has not invited you, and because of the anointing that you carry, you begin to create chaos in places that heaven has not invited you to. Remember the prophet Jonah, when he went into a place, into a boat where heaven had not invited him, chaos began to erupt. So ukhulunyathela this morning, ukhulunyathela buhamba khona, ugade namaso wathethayo, ugade apho uhleli khona, ugade yonke into, ngoba the assignment is activated this morning. The assignment of God is activated, Barcelona. The assignment of God, your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, and all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No, oh my Jesus, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. It's those younger than you. Because when the assignment of heaven is in motion, even though you remember when Herod was busy looking after Jesus, why busy? When you are on assignment, when the Lord is sending you out, you can be sure of the divine resources, of the divine empowerment. This morning, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life in this open period where we understand the Lord is sending us to sow. Barcelona, the Great Commission stands. You know, it continues to bubble in my heart. We are called to the nations. We are called to go out and make disciples of all nations. We are called to go out and to ensure that we teach them what Christ has taught us in the place, Barcelona, of teaching. In those years when you were quiet, not yet. In those years when the Lord was taking you through familiar scriptures that you thought you knew all your life, and the only difference was that it was the great rabbi, the teacher himself, teaching you how to interpret his word. Those years are the years that are coming to fruition today as you go into fellow ground to begin, Barcelona, to break fellow ground. Ah, where are the apostles this morning? Where are the prophets on which the Lord has raised and is laying the foundation of those who are resilient to the pressures of the time, to those who will not listen to the naysayers, but who will incline their ear to heaven this morning, Barcelona, who are being sent to places. Be bold and courageous. Your territory will extend from, oh my God, this morning, from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates and the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Be strong and be courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their ancestors. Barcelona, please understand the dimensions of the instruction. It is coming from our Heavenly Father. It is coming not just from our Heavenly Father, but the commander of Israel's armies. And it is coming through a mouthpiece, through an individual, into a nation. Understand the dynamics, that if Joshua takes one step outside of Intando, a whole generation, a whole nation could be in a place of compromise. Oh my God, could be in a place of compromise. This morning, it is be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Jehovah Sibawot is his name. He is the God of heaven's armies this morning, in Jesus' mighty name.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
He's our mighty warrior this morning. Barcelona, he is your mighty warrior. Jamtan to take. Ngobi timing yakhe bazalwane ayinazi permissions incama. You know, as we are worshiping, I'm reminded, the Lord is reminding me of the time when he went to meet up with Saul. You remember that time when the children of Israel cried out for a king and God gave them what they wanted, and his hand was over Saul the Benjamite. Little Israel Tiko, Saul had been sent out by his father bazalwane to go and find a donkey as lahlekileyo othu Tiko hlukana nezo donkey. Don't worry. Samuel says, go up to the place of worship ahead of me, and we will eat there together in the morning. I'll tell you what you want to know and send you on your way. And don't worry about those donkeys that were lost 3 days ago, because they have been found. You see, the thing that is keeping you preoccupied, the thing that you're making an excuse about, don't worry about it, Mtasekhaya. A solution is already in motion. Into efunwa nguThixo kuwe is for you, Mtasekhaya, to gird your belt of truth so that you can keep your armor in place and prepare to go. Prepare to go out as the Lord sends you. Prepare to go out this morning as the Lord sends you into the field. Ebeke wathi uThixo ukuthi andazi noma nimlibele na abasalwane. Ebethe uThixo nansi is season of plowing, of sowing and reaping. In fact, of plowing, this is the season. Yeah, to go and to plant and to break fellow ground that those who have been called to plant may be able to do so. Many times when it comes to territory, you can be sure that a battle is not uncommon. It is not uncommon that you enter into a battle. But this morning the Lord is saying, I have prepared you. I have also prepared the way ahead of you. All you need to do is leave the excuses, because the donkeys have been found. Provision has been made for the thing that is keeping you preoccupied. This morning, Basalwane, utikulungile. So be bold and courageous, ka Joshua. Konke sekulungisiwe nguYehova. And finally, just to give you, Basalwane, encouragement, especially if you are this one person that the Lord is ministering to this morning. We have read and heard of the story of Gideon. Little Izukatiku Gideon, why busy? You know, performing acts of charity for his community and for his nation, because at that time there was a famine, Basalwane. From a nothing, you know, men of vela. This morning, Basalwane, most of the time, utiko akalindi sithe sihlale phansi usiphazamise endleleni. Sithi noma besisenza okulungileyo athi uThixo umsebenzi wakho uphelile. Ukhona umsebenzi endikubizele wona, lobuwenza was only Jesus, it was only preparation. Ukhona umsebenzi endikubizele wona. Uthi men of vela this morning. Ingabu tiku chok uwe na, mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all of this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites? Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength that you have. Barcelona, the morning. There is strength in you that is yet to be discovered, and it will not be discovered in your place of crime. It will not be discovered in your place of complaining. It will not be discovered by you looking back at the things that you've lost. It will be discovered by you standing up and trying and testing God at his word this morning. The Lord is faithful. kuthi kuThixo, I am sending you. Uyayiva mzalwane wam, I am sending you. This word is speaking to my heart as much as it is speaking to, I am sending you. Ndithuma wena, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. Jehovah Sebaot is his name this morning. Bazalwane, unguThixo lalelwa nasizidalwa zilwandle nengcangcasi zalo siyamvuThixo xa incokola siyamvuThixo xa ithetha. This morning the Lord be glorified. Do not be afraid of men of valor. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold and courageous and go in the strength that the Lord has given you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Bazalwane,
do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.